In the Dysfunctional Veterans Radio System, the community is represented by five separate yet equally important groups. Those that live in chairs, the ones that ride dinghies for a living, those that wear their name on the back of their pants, the ones that feast on colors, and those that must operate in order to brag. These are their stories.
Do you know how to send the invites to these meetings there, JJ?
Yeah, all he needs to do is click the URL. He can use a phone or laptop or tablet.
He says email the link to him. He doesn't have Messenger on his laptop.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Goddamn fucking Marines, I'm telling you. Know what? If I did love, you know what I'm saying?
He's messaging me. He's like, tell him I'm a fucking Marine, not a rocket scientist.
I'm a Marine, not a brain surgeon.
Look at that. The jarhead found us.
But does he have a mic?
It doesn't say he do.
In the lower left corner, there's a microphone symbol.
There he is.
There he is.
There we go.
Somebody trying to tell me how to do it when I can't even hear you? I mean, I'm just curious.
Yeah, we were trying to talk you through it because we didn't know you couldn't hear us. So.
Yeah, I couldn't. Totally couldn't. So, yeah, I finally figured it out. Nothing like learning a new platform in a couple minutes, but whatever. It's all good. Somehow. Can JJ hear me?
Yes, JJ can hear you.
Thanks for your patience, moderator.
Please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Yoink who loves to play and shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it. It's...
Two people remember me and one's both small.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
You know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
Actually, that's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. And welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. You're very special. It's the holiday season, so don't forget veterans, small businesses. Yeah, I fucked that all up. Oh, well. Anyway, it's Nevermore. And with me, we have Oink and Uncle Fester hosting. And we have a very special guest, Sidewinder from K-Bar SoCo. Frosty fell asleep and melted. We are so sorry. We're going to build him back next week. Anyway, we'll just go around the gambit here. Oink!
I didn't do it.
How's it hanging?
Well, a little to the left tonight.
Sure, shriveled and always to the left.
After a long night. No, we're doing all right up here.
Yeah, you said y'all had a shit night, so Frosty may have just fell over dead.
Yeah, we got about, I'd say on average, right around even from 4 to 8 inches, depending on where you're at. And kind of a record, I'd say record snowfall for Anchorage, but it really
is. Did you say 48 or 4 to 8?
4 to 8, depending on
okay.
Your
okay.
Four okay. to eight, yeah. So, of course, it accumulated on top of the aircraft. Then it got warmer. Then it got colder. So you had a nice little crusty layer. So, yeah, we did some battling with that shit last night. And we won, eventually. A couple thousand gallons of warm, 180-degree temperature fluid. It kind of melts most of everything. So, took a little time, about 3 hours. But, yeah, we made it happen.
Ooh, fun. Uncle Fester, how's it hanging?
Very well, thank you.
Okay, then. He's still getting used to hosting people. And last but certainly not least, how's it going, K-Bar?
Oh, I'm just living the dream. It's great to be back. This is my first time on the show, so digging it. Love what you guys have put together. So looking forward to the shenanigans that are going to come for the next hour.
All right, so you guys know that K-Bar sponsors us, but since it's the holiday season and since this is probably 1 or 2 days before all hell breaks loose for Sidewinder, because this means that he's going to start having to make triple the soap. He's going to be going to, I don't know what he calls them, but I call them conventions. So he's going to be at all kinds of places and trying to fill all your Christmas needs. But he did bring a very special friend with him. I hope he can remember to talk about it. He brought us Gunny Claws.
Yeah.
Can't talk, by the way, y'all.
Well, yeah. So it started, I may start rolling out some different seasonal kind of things, you know, just trying to experiment with it. So I never had one that was made with cypress. So I decided to do that and give it a little Christmassy scent to it and call it Gunny Claws. Cause that's, I always remember the gunny running around with the, now he may be a master sergeant or sergeant major now at this point, but the gunny running around in a red set of blues, playing Santa Claus and stuff, jumping out of airplanes. So that was kind of an ode to him and what the season meant, and trying to throw it back to the Marine Corps, as I do with all the scents. But yeah, it's got a red bag and all. So, and
that may be my fault, guys. Last year or year before, hell, I've been with K-Bar since almost their birthing there, but yes. I dyed some bags, and I told him it was easy. Apparently, when you do it the jarhead way, it's not as easy as I made it sound. So no. It does match. It's all Christmassy, and he does have other new bars. I haven't gotten to try the new, is it 4th Battalion?
4th Battalion, yeah. It's the other one for women, because that's where all the females are trained at Paris Island, so that's my throwback to that, being kind of a womeny. Womeny, I like calling it womeny scented, if that's a word. Yeah, it's got manly scent and womenly scent. So, yeah, and I'm gonna work on some more bars for the ladies next year. I'm surprised that any would want to use a grenade, but the requests keep coming in that, you know, make more for women. There's a lot of motivated, gung ho women out there. I kind of dig it. Gives me faith in society.
I've been using that grenade soap for God. When he was just a little tiny baby company, he sent samples out. And as soon as I got the first bar, I don't think regular soap, body wash, any of that nonsense has touched my skin since then. Matter of fact, I know it hasn't, because I don't remember the last time I actually bought that shit.
I think I was only selling on Etsy when I first met y'all. Like, yes. I don't think I had a website or nothing. So yeah, that's how long ago it was. So yeah, a lot has changed. And I appreciate the support for that long. That's crazy. That's like my longest running partnership, friendship, internet. I met y'all too, so that's even better.
Yeah.
Most of the relationships now are like internet. Like, I don't know. It's like relationships like this. So glad I got to meet y'all.
Here's the funny part.
That's it.
Yeah.
Here's the funny part. I've tried the, as he calls it, the more girly scent, Eau Femme, but I actually like napalm. I like, there's something about napalm in the morning.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Whiskey and bad decisions, I like it, but I'd rather drink my whiskey than washing it, so that's not my favorite. I love Salt Dog, because that shit'll take some funk off of anything. I'm telling you what, you get something on your skin, don't worry about that lava soap, just get some Salt Dog.
Scrub her down. Now, I definitely know you're on your napalm kick.
Well, yeah, I got two brand new bars sitting on the kitchen table because mine was getting down the last little bit, and you had a sale, and I was like, he goes, I ordered some soap, and I was like, you better have got me some K-Bar or some napalm. You know better.
Heck yeah.
But you don't just make soap, though.
Nah, beard stuff, dabbling a little bit of everything else. Got knife hand. I'm working on a collaboration now with doing some sugar scrub, and let's see. I started messing with liquid soap, and yes, I've made some batches, and yes, I've got some in circulation testing, but it kind of goes against my whole mantra, this bar soap thing. But man, a lot of people just like rather use, like, take a pump of something and put it in their hands.
Well, I mean, as long as it's still the quality of the bar, I get it. Cause some people are like, and I don't know why they think that if they're using like a sponge or a loofah that the K-Bar doesn't work. Cause it actually lathers up better than body wash. Body wash kind of seeps down in there and clumps. And then you have to like douse it in 5 things of water before it, but it will actually lather up really, really good. You don't need liquid soap just because you're in the shower and use a loofah. But that being said, I could talk about this soap all day. I mean, I'm trying not to, but you do have a new customer that happens to be our new host. He's quietly sitting back chewing on a light bulb somewhere.
Fester. Who is that? Fester.
That's Uncle Fester.
Yeah, I ordered Saturday night. It was packed, and that notification, it shipped Sunday, and I received it today.
Oh, well, that's not quite Amazon Prime, but that's what we aim to be.
It's well, you know, it had a long trip all the way up here to Pineville, North Carolina.
Man, you're that close? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I am that close.
Man, yeah, he's just in South Carolina, but even the Alaskans say it don't take forever and ever and ever. They get it in a timely manner, but He also tried your boy's candle too.
Yes, really? I got a Reveille candle.
Sweet.
And I saw his video. Congratulations to him on his first small business retail location.
Yeah, he was totally stoked. That's a nice little joint down here in Clover. So
and it's always good small businesses helping small businesses, as you say.
Yeah, yes. Y'all can't tell by his accent, he's from the South. He's down there in South Carolina.
I'm not from the South. I've been here for a while.
Hey, Bar, can you hear him?
Hey, Bar.
Yeah, would you give up on the shaving soap? He'll get to it when he gets to it. I'm still waiting.
Well, I thought you said JJ wasn't going to chime in, so now he's going to chime in here. Like, what's
up? Oh, yeah, you can see him writing.
I know that's him. He's the only one that's been on me about 2 years about doing that. That's fine. I get it. I will get to it.
Well, I do have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Or maybe a suggestion. I don't know how you'd actually, since I am kind of new to the K-Bar experience, have you ever thought about making bath bombs in the shape of the grenade?
So here's my idea with bath bombs. I don't want to tell too much, but everybody knows about one of the greatest things that Mattis did was decide to drop a Moab. So I want it to look like a Moab, but I want it to be a scaled down version of a Moab and call it MOABB, Mother of All Bath Bombs. And that's what's going to be my bath bomb thing. If anybody takes
my gosh, my idea, that is freaking epic.
Well, I got to get molds made. If anybody takes my idea, I have a special set of skills. They will be used. So just stand by for that.
Patent pending. So yeah. No stilly. Just saying.
Well, outstanding.
That's the idea with it, though, to fit the whole thing. Like, I didn't want to do MK2 again. You know, I've grenades my soap thing. But there's a lot of dudes that use bath bombs. Man, I did not, like, I don't know. I've never been that kind of cat. But
well, I can tell you, long ago when I could actually get in and out of a tub with ease.
Yeah.
I used to just soak for hours.
Well, here's the thing, though. Most bath bombs are catered towards females.
Yep.
And it'll be cool to see a line that comes out. Plus, I don't know if most dudes know this, but if you crumble up a bath bomb or chop it up or however, it depends on the size of it and how well packed it is, you actually can take a cube of it and drop it in the back of a shower and it will give you the,
aromatherapy from it,
yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
Yeah. Aromatherapy. Do that versus have to like soak in it.
And actually, aromatherapy is really popular, or used to be. And trying to find, I used to be able to get the eucalyptus ones.
Yeah.
And those were amazing. And I haven't been able to find them. That might be an idea for you.
Well, I know up here in Alaska with, you know, the legalization of marijuana and stuff, a lot of the biggest things now is CBD oils being introduced into different items as well. And one of the things up here is the bath bombs is because, you know, the interaction of that cannabidiol oil or whatever it's called, yeah. You know, it actually helps people, you know, relax and unwind and, you know, lower the stress levels and stuff like that too. So, you know, there's always obviously experimenting and what you need to do and can do, but obviously with legal reasons and what have you, I mean, that's more that's more out of my hands than anything else. But
legal here.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that's definitely, I mean, there's a market for it. I think like, Fester was saying, you know, there's more interest in it now, and especially for just the aromatherapies and the different, you know, health benefits for the most part of just being able to, you know, kick back and rewind and, you know.
Bath bomb is whether he puts CBD on or not. If he chooses a scent right, people are going to want it just for the, like you said, sitting in a tub, chilling, nobody screaming, hollering. Because, you know, even if you got little ones or dogs, the bathroom is no longer sacred. But once you can get to that point, there are times, and I've got friends that are so bad about it. They'll be like, I'm in the bathtub. And I'm like, all right, I'll be over in about 15 minutes. They're like, can you come by in about an hour and a half? And I'm like, what are you doing in there? That they literally just sit in there and they will like watch a movie or something. And just so those bath bombs would be amazing.
I can't imagine doing that for that long. That's like,
I can't sit still that long.
That's such a waste of time. I mean, like shower in 5 minutes and be done.
Well, that's
I don't need no relaxation.
Well, but But if you plan to ever make money, that's a good way to do it, because people love that stuff.
I get CBD so damn expensive though. The volume that I'd have to use in it, maybe bath bombs is one thing, but I've researched a little bit about doing it in the soap. I was gonna make a smoky or whatever, Cheech and Chong bar or whatever, and just call it that. But then if use it with CBD oil, and man, I'd have to use so much of it, and it'd be so expensive, like, to do that. But then you don't get the same effects of hemp. But evidently there's CBD isolates that you can get similar stuff to. So it's not the pure, the whole per gram thing.
Yep.
So there's different ways to play with that you can get a little more volume for a little cheaper. So I haven't, you know.
Well, you're right. The problem is, like, I know two companies now that put out CBD bath bombs, and they're $45 for three. Okay. I can go to the regular store and get a eucalyptus bath bomb for $5, or I could get a kit and make my own bath bomb and have enough to supply me for a year for under $100. So, I mean, that's my only thing. As great as it is, not everybody in small business wants to infuse everything with CBD, because to get the purity and to get the quality that people expect, you know, because if you use crappy gas station CBD, it's going to be crappy gas station CBD bath bomb, basically.
And that's not what I do. Like, I don't use second rate anything in this stuff. So it's kind of like, if I'm going to do it, I got to do it right. But then, you know, I could see I'd maybe make 30 of them, but the bars may be $25 a piece, and you only use it, you know, every few days. Whatever.
Exactly.
So I've kind of got, you know, it's very hard to take on extra stuff. Like, I'm getting a little swamped with stuff now. Like, so I'm trying to Google the shit out of some stuff, figure it out, and then try to do it. And then
this is like a full-time job with a full-time job, plus your children and family and, you know, obligations. Plus, I mean, he doesn't just run around trying to push soap on people. He does get involved with the community. He does do donations. There's not been a time I've been like, hey, can you help, that he hasn't thrown me a bar of soap. So, you know, it's not like he just sits around and makes soap. Yeah. And that's not that easy. He's played videos. I've watched him with them freaking big giant pots of soap and stuff, because he does the where it has to actually cure. He can't like make soap and then sell it the next day. It's got to sit for a little bit.
5 weeks is the curing time.
You know, I see a lot of people that do the homemade soap where all they do is basically melt down somebody else's creation. You know, they get like a base and they add to it. It cools. And then they can use it. And that's not the way this works. He literally starts with nothing and has to make it.
Yeah, that's the difference between hot process and cold process. Everything I do is cold process. It's the way they've made soap for thousands of years, like back before time. I mean, it's old, proven out methodology. But it's just taking a different approach to it. Just trying to get people back to those basics and actually using something that's good for them. And that's where it's at.
Well, there's things that Sidewinder can't say, because if he does, and I've actually, if you've ever watched Shark Tank, and when they talk about, in order to make a claim about conditions, they have to have, and it's roughly $50,000 just to send it through one testing to get an FDA label. Mm-hmm. So imagine having to get three or four labels, 200K later. So there's things he can't say, but since I'm Nevermore, I can say it, because I don't work for his company. He pays me squat. He doesn't, I buy my own soap. He doesn't like ship it to me so I can like put out. You can tell him I had to yell at him about even sending in extra stickers, but that's just Sidewinder. But my skin used to dig gouges into my legs from anxiety, stress, and just dry skin, and nothing fixed it. I haven't had that problem except for when my dad died, but that wasn't K-Bar's fault. That was just like a lot of extra. That was extra stress, but it's cleared up all my skin problems. And Uncle Fester said he's seeing a difference, and he's barely started using it.
Really?
I will. Now, I've had two showers. I'm the one-legged bandit here.
Yeah.
I bought two bars of Salt Dog, and I've almost in two showers. I've almost used one whole bar.
In two showers?
Oh, he has been in there for like 2.5 hours. And remember, It was, I don't know how long before he got his shower chair.
6 months. 6 months since I've been in a shower.
Deep clean.
Really? So
he'd been deep cleaning with your Salt Dog. I'm like, and I warned him before he, I was like, just so you know, Salt Dog everywhere isn't for the weak.
It's a little scrubby. But I don't know. After a while, you get used to it. Like you can't. I cannot shower without feeling that scrub anymore. Like, I don't know. I don't like
it. It won't harm you, but your skin will definitely be exfoliated. Mm-hmm. I have to tell a story. I've got two racing buddies. One's older and one's younger. It's father and son. Well, the father, been a mechanic, been in that all of his life. I gave him Salt Dog to try. Took off all that because he races go-karts. He said, best clean ever, got rid of all of the racing grime and all of that. Well, his son used it, and he comes out of the shower, and he's in his shorts, and he goes, all of my skin is bright red. And I said, what did you use? And he goes, I used Salt Dog, and I said, everywhere? And he goes, everywhere. And it's teenager, you know, new skin, and I'm like, hey. I said, didn't you tell him what I told you? He goes, no, I just wanted him to watch and learn. So it didn't hurt him, but it will give you a one hell of an exfoliation. So, ladies, I would not, unless there is funk down there that you really, really just Comet can't take off, put a Salt Dog there.
Now, I will say, since I've been using it, because I've had, since I've had such buildup, I've had some skin breakdown and rashes and whatnot from just being so, it's been sponge baths for 6 months, which I don't complain about because, you know,
better nothing.
It is better.
You know, it's especially when someone else is helping you. You know, it's, you know, somewhat entertaining. But
yeah, I can imagine.
So, you know, the sponge baths were great, but once I got in the shower and started using the Salt Dog and started getting all the excess dead skin off, my legs have started clearing up, or my leg. Can't say legs anymore, but leg starts clearing. My leg has started to clear up, and I highly recommend it to everyone. This is the most amazing product ever. I also got chest candy, napalm in the morning. My gunning claws is in the mailbox.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to him. We have created a monster.
Oh, gosh.
But see, I love this, though, because it's somebody that hasn't been around it forever. Even Oink, myself, we've known K-Bar, you know. They've known of you since you first donated all of your, and I'll call it scratch and dent because I don't want to say it's bad soap because there was nothing wrong with the ingredients. It's just chips in it that you don't want to sell. You donated all that to the farm and stuff like that. So it's good to hear it from somebody who up until this week has not ever touched K-Bar.
And that's what it makes all this stuff worth it. And that's why it's trying to reach more people. And I'm so happy that you had a positive experience with it. Right. That's, I hear that more so about everything else that it, you know, does everything from ease eczema to do all this stuff. But, you know, as soon as I make a claim, it's that FDA thing, but I know the benefits from it. And now, you know, the benefits from it. And then maybe you tell somebody else. That's how it all gets going.
Well, the best advertisement is word of mouth.
Absolutely.
And it's always been that way, and it will continue to always be that way because, you know, and I used to be a firefighter.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have had this stuff 20 years ago when, you know, I'd, you know, get home from
being a baby.
Get home from a fire, you know, get home from a fire and scrub and scrub and scrub just trying to get the smoke smell off. And, you know, I've gone to work many times where, you know, I'd walk around smelling burnt mattress or whatever all day long, and it's where it just like seeped into my skin.
Well, I don't want anybody to actually desecrate a K-Bar bar of soap, but you could actually, and I've had to do this because I did put out a fire at work and I came home extra special, kind of smelly. You know, between the fire extinguisher and the fire, I smelled horrible. But you can cut a piece of it off and throw it into your laundry as well. I almost wished he made like a bag where you could get like crumblies. So you could like sprinkle a hand, you know, like all of his crumblies and chips left over to put into your laundry because it will clean that smell out. No laundry detergent, no nothing, just K-Bar went in it and it took all of that smell out. That's the thing I love about K-Bar. I don't use it on my hair just because I've got such long hair and I really, really, really don't like my napalm to disappear very fast. We'll talk about soap maintenance in a minute because that's is people who complain I just think are idiots, but that's beside the point. But if you have something that, oh, I've washed this 7 times and I cannot get the smell out, take a piece of K-Bar and throw it in there. Take your leftover or your broken, like when it gets down to the last little bit, throw it in there and I guarantee you, you're not going to have that smell no more. Well, I don't know if it's where it's all natural and there's, see the thing about like buying name brand soaps out of the store, if you look and set them in water, they don't melt. If you are to leave K-Bar submerged in water, it is going to obliterate because it has no chemicals that protect it like store brand soap does. This mass manufacturer soap has chemicals, so it intentionally does not wither away. You can leave a bar of soap sitting in the shower forever. I have to be really careful where we leave our K-Bar. It has to dry out. If it does not dry out, you lose your K-Bar rather fast because he has no chemical in it to protect it. That's why I love it.
Yeah, no preservatives or anything. So, yeah, anybody, I'll get people that will complain, well, it didn't last long. So, well, where did you place it between showers? Did you sit it in the shower flat on the side of the tub? What did you do? Did you let the bottom dry out? And then 9 times out of 10, they'll tell me no, that they did not let it dry out between uses. That it sat in the shower, sat in its own, in a puddle of water. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, well, there you go. Then you're going to lose a quarter inch every time you use it, and then it's done in a week.
He sells soap savers, guys, in the shape of an American flag. But if you're too lazy to order that or you can't afford all that and your K-Bar, they make soap savers that you get 2 in a pack for like $1.96. Mm-hmm. But I also know that if you let your soap saver gunk up, it's funny, about once a month, I'll take an extra long bath because I'm in there cleaning all of the soap savers up. Because they start to gunk up. And he even does it. Once your little American flag grooves fill up with K-Bar, you got to get all that out and clean it, and your soap lasts twice as long. I go through a bar probably 6 weeks, him probably 4 weeks. It's a huge bar. It's double what you get in the store. I mean,
7.62 ounces.
Yes. I've compared them. I've tested people that claim that their stuff is good soap. I've promised Sidewinder here I'd never say the name of whom, but let's just say their bright orange grenade soap is more of a bug repellent than a soap.
Hanging there, is it?
No, I that sucker turned this weird color. Okay, so I had orange soap, and it touched my skin, and I immediately had an allergic reaction, and I only touched it with one hand. I was going to do a whole comparison and go through the whole 9 yards, you know, shower with this, shower with that, and I couldn't even get past taking it out of the package. It smelled like Tic Tacs tenfold, like somebody had put one of those Citronella citrus candles and were boiling it in my kitchen. So I ended up taking it outside and hanging it up just to see what would happen, and it kept the bugs away for like 6 months, but then it turned this color. And people, this is why you don't want dye in your soap. This dye with the sunlight turned this... It's not brown, but it wasn't yellow, but it literally looked like somebody had spit mucus into the corner on the soap bar. So I ended up having to throw it away because after 6 months, it stunk. It stench. It took 6 months to get rid of the smell, but it does keep bugs away.
So I don't know. They could use that as some alternative marketing, though. So
I mean,
dual purpose.
If you want to waste your money, you might as well spend $3 more and actually get, because the bar was kind of tiny too, but spend $3 more and get one from K-Bar because there's about $8. But that sucker, I don't know. I would buy it simply to hang it outside because it's cheaper than a bug zapper. But I don't want to give them money because they suck and they like steal people's names. So
yeah, I know. Not a fan of them, but you know, it's how fast, how, you know, I'm going to keep designing stuff faster than they can, and then we'll beat them that way. I'm not trying to do anything else different. I don't understand why we can't all get along. There's nobody in this space whenever I started doing it, the all-natural, military-centric kind of thing, and now it's like they're popping up everywhere, which is good. It's good. I like competition, but I don't copy anybody else's anything.
No, I do follow a couple other like small business soap places, but I follow them because theirs is the kind of what I would call designer soap that you never use. So like if you're like fixing up your bathroom and want this really cute, opaque, heart-shaped soap that nobody's allowed to touch to sit there, they're great for that. I like watching the designs, but I'm never, ever, ever going to knock somebody's creativity and they're trying. But when you say the words all natural and then you get a package of it and it's got 27 ingredients and 15 of them I can't even pronounce, that's not all natural, folks.
No. Hell no. No. I refuse. No.
And it's definitely not handmade.
Yeah, anybody can make the all-natural claim. They can put that on there. Now, once you step over into organic, which technically I can go for organic certification because I don't use anything synthetic at all, any color, anything. I just haven't went through down that path. But I hate when people misuse the whole all-natural thing because they can definitely stretch that and make you believe in something that it's not.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to take our one and only break. We'll be right back. As you can hear, we have K-Bar Soap with us, but we'll be right back. We'll talk about our other sponsor when we get back and all that fun stuff, and we'll get off the soap topic and just see what we can get Sidewinder pissed off about. We'll be right back.
DV Radio.
There's a smell in the air today. No, it isn't those beans you had last night either. It's an explosion of napalm in the AM and all-natural soap only from KBarSoapCo.com. So start your day off as Lieutenant Colonel Kilgore does with the smell of napalm in the AM. Only from KBarSoapCo.com.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
That's KBarSoapCo.com.
What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
DV Radio.
Nothing interesting on TV? That's why you're listening to DVRadio.net WDVR.
This ain't reality TV!
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal!
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
Oh, rude! Well, isn't that special?
Bloody, don't you think you should rephrase that?
Mama said that.
Good day, sir!
Now class is dismissed, gentlemen.
And welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out. Still with us, we have me, Nevermore, Uncle Fester, Oink, and Sidewinder is joining us for the second half. So that you don't have a whole entire hour of soap, I do have one or two more questions, and then we'll just move on to regular chatting with the crayon eater. Yes, you heard me right. K-Bar Soap is all done, designed, made, worked by a Marine. Anywho, Sidewinder, are you going to be doing ammo can Christmas for Christmas? And if y'all Absolutely. Don't know what that is, he does little, well, not little. You can get small or large ammo can or used to could. And you can, well, I'll let you tell him what you can do with it.
I still do like, so it's basically a la carte. You just order the stuff. So if you order a 50 cal ammo can, or do the 5.56 that are the plastic ammo cans. So, so those are a lot easier. I know people use those as dop kits too. So if you put one of those in with your order, all the other soaps and everything, they'll come packed out inside the ammo box. You got a bunch of little like crinkly paper in there and shit, make it look all nice. So then you can just put it under the tree and it's a gift. Put a fucking bow on it and put it under the tree. You're done. And so it's like a one-stop shop. So yeah, we'll pack it up here, do all that mess. And so we still got the 50 cal and then the 5.56
I am going to say to all you ladies that go, my husband always bitching about his beard. I can't find anything. Everything he tries either smells ungodly. And trust me, we've been through that gambit before K-Bar soap. Mm-hmm. Make him a can. It's a unique, different gift. And I know people are going, but it's so people who struggle throughout the year to feed, clothe, take care of, when you give somebody hygiene items, especially this quality and in an ammo can, it doesn't say, hey, I think you're stinky. It says, hey, I know you struggle. So here you go. You don't have to worry about spending money on this stuff because it does last. That beard stuff lasts quite a while. I mean, unless you're just drowning in it, but use it as directed, folks. So don't forget about small businesses. That's where you're going to get, you know, instead of the same tired, I just walked Walmart the other day. It's the same tired gift sets that you see year in and year out. It's either Hot Sauces or Hillshire Farms. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's the same old, same old. You don't want somebody to go, look, another bath set of lavender just like last year.
Yep.
Not just K-Bar. Consider the small businesses, especially the ones that you know put so much effort into it, great customer service. You know, Sidewinder, he'll be the first to tell you he morning, noon, and night, he's answering. If you've got a complaint, if you've got a question, if you need help with the order, if you don't understand something, I mean, the scents are pretty easy to figure out, but if he's not one of those people. So with that, we are going to move past just soap discussion because y'all, I don't want y'all to get bored, but K-Bar's awesome, so fuck you. Anyway, not a lot has happened in the news that has, per se, pissed us off this week. I will say that, you know, there is still stupids going on. But, you know, it's nothing that I would call frag worthy. So we're just going to talk this week, see what everybody's been up to. Like I said, poor old Frosty melted. That's Oink's fault. They went to go de-ice the planes last night. He turned the heater on Frosty. He melted. So we have to wait for a refreeze. I'm sure he'll join us. Not next week. Why is that, Oink?
Well, next week, you know, we're all busy during the holiday seasons and what have you. But from November 24th to November 30th, all the shows on DV Radio are going to be put on pause, let's just say, so we can spend time with our own families and just you know, take some time for ourselves. So from November 24th to November 30th, most of the shows you're going to be hearing on DV Radio will be repeat. And we'll be resuming live shows or normal new shows December 1st. That's right, the Service Dog Show.
Yep. Don't forget, guys, and even Sidewinder, yeah, it helps his business. But remember, everybody that comes on to hear on DV Radio, nobody's paid. We all volunteer to do these shows. Bo spends countless hours. I know people think that he just sits around because he's handicapped, but he spends countless hours editing. And we could do shows, but who, you know, it's 2 hours of my time. But remember, Bo's also got to spend the entire week getting those together, and that's just not fair. He's got a family. He should get to enjoy the holidays. Sidewinder should get one day off because I know up until Thanksgiving, the boy's going to be making soap because it's Christmas because that's what he does. But we also have another sponsor, and we're going to let Oink tell who that is before we forget.
Our other sponsor, of course, besides our good old folks over there at K-Bar, is NFG Vets. Their mission with NFG Vets is to make sure no veteran is forgotten. And they also provide one-on-one support if you're in need of support. NFG Vets is owned and operated by a team of veterans whose sole purpose is to provide active duty and veteran communities a place to be themselves without judgment. Lord knows we need a place like that. NFG Vets welcomes all service members from all over the world. And the only thing that we ask, or they ask as well, is that everyone treat them here with respect. So, you know, NFG Vets, they're growing. Get over to their Facebook page and give them a like and enjoy some of the humor they love to share before they get banned.
Yeah, they've actually done pretty good. Now Facebook did have some kind of weird glitch yesterday. Every single one of our pages, and I'm glad Sidewinder didn't know about this because his heart probably would have dropped, but every one of us got flagged yesterday. Every page that we checked said that we were all on the going to be deactivated for a community standard violation that none of us have heard of. And basically it's for those people that make multiple accounts and basically are bot spammers for foreign countries or blah, blah, blah. But every one of us flagged yesterday, and poor old NFG Vets is like, they're going to shut me down. And I went and looked, and every one of my pages was flagged. Every one of DVs, every one of PTS Dog, everybody, Oink's Oink page. I mean, some bot got a little happy last night. Like I said, I'm glad Sidewinder didn't know, because he probably would have like had a heart attack last night. So, but all of us were flagged. It's fixed now. But Jesus, Facebook. I mean, you got the conspiracy theorists running crazy after yesterday.
No kid.
You don't know how much better that makes me feel. But you just explained all of that. So thank you for that. Because I got flagged yesterday too. And I was like, what the hell? I make soap. Like, what is going on? I was losing my shit. So,
oh, yeah.
Thank you.
But it should be back to normal now. I checked all of my pages, went back into the green. All of us, you know, none of us like posted about it, because I was like, I don't want anybody to post anything and be the last straw in the coffin in case something is going on. Because the thing is, and I can't get this through to some of the groups, stop posting your freaking guns, especially with prices and shop locations. That is the number one thing that will get a group shut down, even if it's not the people who run the group. If you, like, there are some pictures in K-Bar with holes in soap, which made me cry, but, you know, but if you even look like you're trying to sell, advertise for a gun, you're going to get taken out. So I didn't make any announcements yesterday, so some asshole didn't put the last peg in the coffin, because there are assholes going around posting intentionally, getting groups shut down. Girls for Gunslingers lost their entire group. They had to restart over. And I don't know who knows that group and who doesn't. And this isn't a frag out, but everybody thinks Girls for Gunslingers is just a tits and ass group, and it's not. You don't know how many people reach out, and these ladies take all of their fucking time to talk these people down. And it's not just vets. It's first responders. It's civilians that are going through a hard time. And some these assholes just couldn't follow the rules, and they would block the post and keep the ones from being, but then they would go into the comments and still fucking do it. And we're getting flagged for comments that are made by people that we don't even know. So, I mean, I didn't want to advertise it and scare everybody. And I'm not going to advertise it today that it was just, you know, it must have been a glitch. But, dudes, when I just don't get it. It's like people are intentionally going around hurting groups. And such like K-Bar. I mean, they literally sell soap. He literally posts either stuff about Marines or stuff about soap. He's not put 5,000 cat memes. He doesn't put political memes. He doesn't put stupid news articles. He literally talks about soap.
And an occasional Epstein meme, though. So we need to make
full disclosure. Yeah, occasionally. But I'm saying you don't use that as your meme platform. That's not where you put them, you know, in. But it's like people find these things, and once they figure out, oh, this is a Marine, let me see if I can hurt them. I don't know why. This you don't know, and I don't care. It's just a mean group. Whatever. People put their heart and soul into some of their work. So stop it. Stop being assholes.
Well, especially it's so touchy.
I surely don't understand the world today. You know, it takes normally a disaster for people to come together and help each other. And it's just, I don't know. It's just the world's gotten weirder and weirder.
I don't think it's going to change for the good for a long time. I think we're destined for that. We're just going to have to adapt and overcome. This is what we always do. Where the media is, the way everything else is now. We all know who controls that mess. So it's just be smart, do your own research, and understand stuff. That's really I don't know. The key thing for me is to not going crazy, not watching CNN all the time, and not wasting your time.
Like you said, you know, think for yourself. Use that gray matter between your, you know, ears, because you can't trust everything that's said out there.
Not only that, but to go around, what kind of miserable life do you lead to go around taking out groups that are actually doing some good? You want to go get some stupid group that is causing harm. You want to get them shut down. whatever, but Lord have mercy. Leave the people just minding their own business alone. K-Bar don't get on there and say, well, such and such sucks, or this group needs to do that. So why come over to K-Bar and, you know, and I'm using him as an example because he's sitting here and nobody can say I'm talking about him. But why use them to take out that individual just because they're either a veteran or you don't like all natural soap for whatever reason, or I don't know, you work for Ivory. I don't fucking know, but it's just, it seems like people are destined to be, well, they brag about being professional trolls. You're sad. Cause that tells me that you've literally got no life whatsoever. I do not have the kind of time to sit and troll people. It's fun every once in a while when somebody posts something just utterly stupid to chime in and be like, do you realize how stupid you are? But to sit for hours, 8 and 10 hours a day on Facebook and troll, I don't think I have that kind of patience. I know I ain't got that kind of time.
Well, you know, they were born an asshole and just grew bigger.
Absolutely. And some people get off on that. And some people, even if they just don't agree with you, which is what this country is built, where nobody's going to agree with everybody on everything, but they want to try to hurt somebody that they just have, I don't know, different views on. I've never understood people like that, that they get off with hurting somebody else. Like that's their MO, and they get their jollies off of that. So it is a sad fucking existence if that's how they live.
It reminds me of that little nerd that got picked on in high school that, you know, before we had the days of internet, getting his revenge. You know what I'm saying? Yep. The keyboard warrior to extreme.
It is. It's like everybody that bullied him back in the day, this is a way that he can hurt them, you know? Yep. I mean, and it's probably different cases too, but still it just, that is what it reminds me of. And that spawns back to the schools not letting kids handle shit like we handled it. Fight it out. Fucking do whatever. Like, you know, I don't know. That's a whole different subject. I'll stop.
Yeah, the old days of unfriending generally was a punch thrown, and that was the end of the friendship.
Shit, that usually made us closer. That made us tighter. Yeah.
All I can say is you can tell that there is no more good old-fashioned soap parties. And if you don't know what that is, then shame on you.
Blanket party.
Now that I think about it, I wish back in the day that K-Bar existed because they weigh a lot more than a regular bar of soap. and the shape of the back of them are perfect for clunking somebody over the head. By the way, K-Bar can be used for self-defense.
And I'll tell you, I'm in no way responsible for soap's use after it leaves this facility.
Exactly.
That is a total disclaimer. You put on these bars of soap in a sock and go to beat the shit out of somebody, it's probably going to mess them up pretty good. Just beware of that, and I will not pay your bail.
Exactly. K-Bar soap is not liable for anything after it's put in its little box and mail. Yep. And you shouldn't listen to Nevermore because I'm a horrible influence.
As the grenade turns.
It is still kind of malleable, though, so it'll give a little bit. So maybe it'll soften the blow a little bit. So
I wonder if you could break a K-Bar soap over somebody's head. We won't try, but...
It held up to 50-cal rounds, so I don't know about shattering. I don't know about breaking.
No, it just got a big hole in it and made me cry. And he's like, but it was from the scratch and dent. And I was like, I don't care. It's still soap. Crying over broken K-Bar.
But
I actually never broke one. And they're easy to drop. And I don't mean in the shower, but like trying to get it. It's nothing wrong with how he packages it. I'm just the klutz. It never fails. As soon as I get the bag open and go to cut the plastic off of it, I drop it. And it's never broken in half or shattered or anything, but I did drop a bar on my toe once, and I'm not going to tell you the words that came out of my mouth. I may have cussed everybody and Chris's entire generation 30 years back.
That was 7.62 ounces of something else hitting you.
Yeah.
I may have cussed him. I may have cussed his ancestors, but it wasn't his fault. But I'm just like, whew. Oh.
Bet you won't do that again.
Yeah, no shit. I open those with shoes on.
On the counter. Yeah, steel toes.
I'm like, dude, if this was Ivory, it wouldn't have hurt near as bad. And the corner caught my toe, and I was like, oh, I probably broke it. Oh, damn. How did you break your toe? K-Bar.
Yeah.
I dropped a grenade.
Dropped the soap on it.
I dropped a grenade on it. A grenade? Not that kind. I'll show you. You should really buy it. Just don't drop it. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
Well, you see, that's just good, clean fun.
This is actually a busy time of year for most everybody, not just the, you know, ones with small businesses. It, like, you know, for the boys, it's their winter time, which means they're constantly doing, I'm in retail, so it's the retail season, and I do loss prevention, so you can imagine what that's for me.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, I need a K-Bar boomerang. That's what I need.
You want Black Friday stuff?
Yes, but ours are on Thanksgiving, but yes.
Oh, gosh. Do you carry?
No. I would learn much.
Okay, well, it's probably a good thing you don't. We'll put it down.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a reason we don't. But, Lord, I just, ooh, ooh, ooh.
I don't have the patience. I went to the Southern Christmas show. I went to that Christmas show I'm not going to do. Sunday, walked around, just do some recon. So many people in that joint, man. I'm getting better as I get older with crowds, but, you know, I struggled with it for a long time. But, yeah, I see some of those Black Friday videos. I call it videos because I stay way the fuck away from anywhere that has any kind of retail on it on that day. I can't deal with it.
Amen, brother.
You know what you need to do, Oink, is you need to get yourself a bear costume. And as soon as you know Black Friday, you think about that, people in their tents just...
You know, most people in Alaska carry. That's a big negative, Ghost Rider. I'm not getting blown full of holes.
And they don't won't hesitate to shoot the shit out of a bear
Hell
either.
So, no.
Yeah, you should probably.
The only thing that – the only saving grace is that we 95% of the stores do go ahead and hire off-duty police officers. But it's just the stupidity of it all. I get a good sale, but you do know that you can buy the exact same shit online without leaving.
Yeah.
So you don't have to face the crowds and there's a better availability. But I've seen these people fight over fucking towels. And I'm like, it's who gives towels for Christmas, number one? And number two, it's just a towel. It's not really worth getting beat over the head for. Now, it has slowed down. I've been doing this a long time. So when I first got into retail, it was bad. Like, I seen a manager bopped over the head for one of those little TV VCR combos. You know, them little TVs that had the VCR built in and knocked the fuck out for that. And it's the crowd is only half of what it used to be. But just when they get there and I'm like, and they're mad and they're all grouchy. And I'm like, it's your own damn fault. Yeah. What did you expect coming in here? But you want to scream at me?
Well, I think it has to do with a little bit of too, the store's actually opening up Thanksgiving night. I mean, before it was, you know, midnight on the night after that Black Friday, first thing, you know, that way, like you said,
we don't even close. We're open.
Exactly. So, I mean, you think about those, you know, people that are there that have to work, you know, that are working in a probably, you know, minimum wage job, if not a little bit more, you know, they're missing time away from their family because they have to work. They have to make those obligations.
And everybody says boycott and they'll close the store down. That is true. You don't have to boycott. All you have to do, 95% of these are shop online.
Yep.
And as the years go on, we are getting less and less sales. And eventually, but Walmart only closes. Now there are stores that aren't 24 hours, but we only close on Christmas Eve at like 6 or 8. And we open up again on the 26th. But here's the thing. All of this bitching you do on your computer doesn't make or break anything. We're still going to get our sales. We're still going to do this. And people are still going to be assholes because we're not – retail's not the only people who work on holidays. Nurses, doctors, any first responders, anything like that. There's always – truck drivers. There's always going to be somebody working. I doubt very seriously, even though he has his own business and can take the day off, that he's going to 100% not do anything on Thanksgiving either. If anything, he'll go check his soap. He'll check his inventory. He'll check his orders. I know him. People work because they have to. You know, it's not like we choose, well, I chose this job so I could get holidays off. That's not how people choose their jobs.
Nope.
Especially if you own your own business. I mean,
I do miss the old days, though.
It would be nice to own my own business so I can take 2 weeks off, but that's 2 weeks worth of money you lose.
And that shit will never happen.
Yeah,
I mean, exactly. Just because it's a blessing and a curse in itself. Yeah, I can make my own hours, but how successful do I want to be? So
exactly.
I don't, you know, want to neglect my family, which I haven't. I'm here for my kids. I pick them up every day. I still do everything I need to do. Take them, pick them up. I can work second shift, do whatever. So that's the beauty of it. But
the downside is,
and you shipped and packed on a Sunday. I was like flat out amazed. I got an email and packed and ready to go, and I was like, Sunday.
That's just it. Don't ever take
a day off.
If you have to put business hours on this Marine, you might as well say Monday through Friday, 24/7. But I mean, no, he doesn't get up in the middle of the night and freaking make soap or mail out soap, but I've seen him well into 1 and 2 in the morning having to mix up a batch because he knows that he's got a 5-week curing time.
Yeah. And shipping stuff too. Like I order a lot of stuff on Amazon. I do most of my shopping on Amazon just because it's not that I hate getting out anymore. It takes so much time for me to drive somewhere, walk through somewhere. I pull up on Amazon, I'm done. And so I got used to that. And that's the standard people assume these days, because I'm pretty sure everybody buys something off of Amazon or has purchased something off of Amazon in the past. And everybody assumes it's only going to take 2 days or a day. So I can't sit on an order for 4 or 5 days. And I hate when other companies do that. They won't ship it for 5 days. Mm-hmm. It's one of my pet peeves that I want to get it out as fast as I can. So then it's USPS's fault if it's not there, right?
Like, well,
so then,
see, that's what – now that reminds me. I ordered from a company, and I won't say who, but I paid for 2-day shipping. But what they didn't tell was after the order's processed. So I assumed, like, because I am spoiled by K-Bar and other companies, that – but they didn't process the order for 5 days, so it was still 7 days. And I was like, well, if I'd have known that, I could have got it on Amazon Prime, you asshole.
Yeah. They've done a lot to shake up everything. And that's just the expectation I found most of my customers. Like, it'll take 3 days. But I had a customer the other day, shipping it to, where was it, to North Carolina. He'd ordered a bunch from me, and it ended up in North Dakota. Now, I mean, he typed in his address, and he was like, why in the hell is it in North Dakota? I was
especially like, from South Carolina.
Yeah. It was in Fargo, specifically. I was like, why would it go from South Carolina to North Dakota back? Like, what's going on here? Like, he lives like an hour and a half away. So you run into stuff like that. They've ultimately been pretty good to deal with, but they do some fuck up things occasionally.
Yeah. Well, if you're talking to USPS, they are government employees, just putting that out there.
Yeah. Agreed.
It's funny though. You know, we all like the convenience and stuff, but you know, shit does happen, and you're pretty good about giving a warning like, hey, it's the 4th of July. I'm going to be taking these 3 days off, so no orders will be sent out to whenever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you don't have to do that. There's nowhere does your website claim process next day or put in mail today or anything like that. You just do it out of habit. And like you said, you do it because other companies like Amazon do the 2-day shipping, so that's what everybody's gotten used to.
Yep.
God, I wish we could get 2-day shipping.
Well, I mean, I was actually surprised. Yours took, what, 5 days?
Yeah, I mean, tops. I think the longest we've ever waited from the notification that, you know, you guys were shipping it has mm-hmm. been like 5 days.
Five business days, which is pretty good for all the way to Alaska.
Yeah, for all the way to Alaska. So, yeah, 5 business days.
And, I mean, Florida's a little bit further than we are, but we're pretty damn far away from you. I mean, you're almost in Russia, right? Like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I can see it on my back door, right?
Of course. Of course. That's just it. I know everybody can remember, like, shitty customer service, and that's one of the things. I've been, you know, exposed to that stuff, and that's who I said I wasn't going to be. I was going to be honest with folks and try to be reachable. I hate whenever I can't get a human being whenever I
call
into a company. And you can message me. I still run the Facebook page, Instagram page. It's me. I have help, but I'm still on it all the time. My cell phone number's on the website. My email's there. Like, you can get in touch with me, and I can answer any question.
Without giving up the customer or too much details, what's the funniest shit that you've been sent regarding your orders or your soap or something?
That I have been sent.
Like, you know, like the other
Nobody
day.
Nobody sends me shit.
Well, I don't mean like gifting. Like the other day I was at the store and a person bought a product.
Yep.
And they come back and they had a complaint about the product. If they had read the product packaging and used it correctly, they wouldn't have been suffering the problems that they were suffering, but it was somehow our fault. So do you get any weird shit like that?
Yeah, sometimes that, you know, I'll tell you some of the weirdest thing, but it was totally adorable. If I can even say that word, I don't know the last time I said it, but still, So I had this 91-year-old man that said his dermatologist told him to go get K-Bar. And so he wrote me a letter. I got it in a P.O. box. And he handed me a letter and said, hey, I would like to order some of your products. And I had no idea what the fucking internet was. And I was like, I said, man, your wife ordered you some. And he was like, how'd she do that? Like, so it was just, I talked to this guy for about an hour. And it was, it was a sweet, he was just like.
He wrote a letter.
I have it right in front of me. Yeah. I put it up on my pen. Like he wrote a letter and said he wanted to order some of my stuff. So, as of recent, that's one of the coolest things, though.
If you think about it, somebody, especially that age and not knowing, you know, I'm writing to you, here's my phone number. Now you need to tell me how I can order this, even though all he had to do was click on a website or the Facebook.
He wrote his phone number on the back of one of, you know, the little small manila envelopes that are like, he wrote the note on the back of one of those and mailed it to me.
That's too cute. I mean, how can you even be mad at that? Bless his heart.
Not at all. I loved it. I talked to him and old cat called me a couple times the next day, still had more questions. I explained everything to him like 5 times. But, I mean, he's old, man, but I get it. But that's probably, I don't know, one of the most, I don't know, humbling, maybe. Maybe it was, or sweet or cute or old-fashioned, I guess is the best way to put it, thing that I've dealt with recently.
Well, that's the thing about any kind of customer service, whether you do it for somebody else or you do it for yourself. Your friends, your family, they can always give you compliments, but it's always nice to hear, like, that's why I warned you that you were going to be in the hot seat, but not in a bad way. You know, it's nice that you got to hear from Uncle Fest or something about a product that you've been pouring blood, sweat, and tears into.
Absolutely.
You know, and then to hear that you got a letter and a dermatologist to recommend it, of all things, that's pretty fucking awesome, too.
Yeah. Well, I told him, he said, do you mind if I give your information to my, like, your phone number to my dermatologist? Like, not at all. Like, I want to be on an infomercial said dermatologist approved, like, you know, whatever. Just kidding. But yeah, I don't know where she heard it from, or he, or whoever it was, but I thought it was very interesting that a dermatologist would actually do that. I was like,
for those folks that are listening and go, I'm so sensitive, I can't have nothing. He's even got a bar for that. And it's the same bar that I use on my pets. Well, service dog / pets. Ricky Recon, that bar is pure. And if you've ever got a skin condition, and I'm not saying it's going to cure everything, but a friend of mine ordered a bar and they showed me their skin before and they showed me their skin after, and Ricky cleared it up. So I'm just saying, give it a try. What's the worst that can happen? You could keep spending $15 and $30 on special creams and prescriptions that don't work, or you can, you know, take a what are your bars at? What do you sell a bar for, before I lie?
Boot bars are $10 and the regulars are $12.99. But if you get like a 6-pack, you can get them for less than $10 a piece.
So try a boot bar. You can get a sampler pack. I love the sampler pack. Those are great for traveling. He even makes little sampler pack tins.
Little travel tins.
Yes.
Oscar Mike kits.
I'm trying to talk him into a big one. But, you know, if you're going to travel, nobody wants to take a full-size K-Bar, except for me, because I'm weird like that. But one of these years, we'll have him on, and it'll be we'll go through all of his type of products. But I think we're just about out of our time, so we're going to start with Sidewinder. Any last thoughts, parting remarks? You can tell people where to find you in case they do want to try your lovely K-Bar. And after you're done, Oink will give them our code.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, first of all, thank all of you for having me on. It's been a great time. I always love it. And I know we go way back, Miss Nevermore, but it's good hearing your voice again. Thank y'all I'm glad it helped Uncle Fester. So that was definitely killer feedback to have in real time.
Well, you're definitely got a customer for life.
Well, I love hearing that. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you trying us in the first place. It always means a lot when somebody spends their money on something that I make. So thank you. You can find me at K-Bar Soap Co. Instagram, and same thing at Facebook, K-Bar Soap Company, kbarsoapco.com website. We're trying to get close to just shy of 10,000 followers on Instagram. So we got like 250 more to go. So share it, get your friends to like it, because I need to hit that 10K. So outside of that, thank you. Thank you for all the continued support, and I'm proud to be a part of the show.
Yay. Blakey, what's our code, and then any parting remarks?
For all you guys that are listening, for a special 10%, I believe, off of your next order from K-Bar Soap Company, use the keywords FRAG OUT, all caps, one word, upon checkout, and get that extra 10% off. And as far as parting words, you know, the only thing I got to say is, as of right now, Sidewinder, my wife's favorite flavor is the whiskey and bad decisions, and I'll just leave you all to ponder on that for a little bit.
Uncle Fester, any parting remarks?
Well, I do want to say happy birthday times two, belated birthday to Sidewinder for the Marine Corps birthday and his birthday that I missed.
It's a great couple weeks.
And parting remarks, thank you again for your great products and everything that you do for the veterans, Sidewinder. I follow your page closely, and what you do is amazing. And your son, it's amazing how fast he's coming along with the candles.
I appreciate it.
Well, if he ever, I don't say his name. I mean, he's used it on Facebook, but I don't say his son's name. If he ever comes up with a call sign, we'll use that. But the little guy's in seventh grade and has a lot going on, so call sign's the least of his worries. Flame On Candle Co. You can find all of the products with K-Bar. So if you want to try some of his candles, that's a great place to do it. The only place to do it, actually, unless you're in South Carolina and can go to that little tiny shop. So there you go. My parting remarks are, you'll never meet somebody so humble that it appreciates you taking your hard-earned money that you choose to spend on them, whether it be K-Bar or any other small business, whether it's veteran or not veteran. And for the person recording our show, he says nothing beats North Carolina swamp ass like K-Bar, and he ain't lying there. So there you go. And please, 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 if you want to give him a try, he wouldn't have gave us a code if he didn't want you to use it. So feel free to give her a try. What's the worst that can happen? You either love it or you hate it. Either way, whatever. Have a good Thanksgiving. We won't be here next week. So sorry about that, but we're all going to be getting fat and lazy on some turkey. And then the next day, I'm going to be like screaming my head off at the crowd. Maybe by the week after, I'll have recovered and have stopped drinking enough booze to sober up. But anyway, you've been listening to Frag Out Drag Out on DB Radio, WDBR. Bye-bye, shitheads.
Radio.